听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. And even though today is April 1st, which means it's April Fool's Day, we're not going to fool around. We're going to get right into our monthly travel article. We're heading to Europe, where we'll visit the Central European country of Hungary. Our author promises that our senses will come alive as we explore all that Hungary has to offer. Two lively words that we'll look at in this section include spicy, as in, I love to eat spicy food in the winter because it warmed my whole body. And the word tingle, tingle. When I eat Thai food, my mouth tingles from the spicy food. One more word is capital. Washington, D.C. is the capital of the United States of America. Well, of course it is. Let's go now to the reading. Please follow along in your magazines. We're on page 12.
Hungary. The history and culture of this Central European country will excite your senses. No phrase describes Hungary better than a feast for the senses.The country's marvelous architecture will please your eyes. Its rich, spicy food will make your tongue dance and nose tingle. Its excellent opera and ballet will excite your ears. And its hot baths will warm your body and calm your soul. Budapest. Most visits to Hungary begin in Budapest, the capital, with its elegant, fairy tale-like buildings.
Hi, friends. I'm Rachel.
I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Chip. And today we're looking at Hungary, a country in Central Europe. And as our deck says, the history and culture of this Central European country will excite your senses. That means it will bring excitement to your senses. And as you know, we humans have five senses: seeing, hearing, touching, tasting, and smelling.And this country will excite all of those senses.
Exactly. And our author even says this another way in his first line. He says, no phrase describes Hungary better than a feast for the senses. Now, we'll come back to that in a minute, but let's take a second and go to Grammar on the Go with Liz and learn a little bit more about this sentence.
Hello, friends. Greetings from Budapest, Hungary. My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. Behind me is the beautiful Parliament building, which you'll find out more about later in today's article. But now, let's look at today's grammar tip sentence. No phrase describes Hungary better than a feast for the senses. Now, notice the pattern. No phrase describes plus object plus better than plus description.This is a great sentence pattern you can use when you're doing creative writing or giving a speech. With this sentence structure, you get straight to the point of your object's best description. For example, Tom knows how to do many things. No phrase describes him better than a jack of all trades. Or, this artist's paintings are very messy. No phrase describes him better than chaos on canvas.Of course, with today's sentence structure, you could substitute phrase with word. For example, no word describes the movie better than awe-inspiring. Or, no word describes this chicken dish better than mouth-watering. Well, friends, if you have your Studio Classroom magazine with you, you'll find more example sentences in today's grammar tip. That's all for now. I'm off to do some sightseeing. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off in Budapest. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Liz. Now, when we're talking about a feast for the senses, when we talk about a feast, we're talking about a large meal that fills you up and satisfies you. So a feast for the senses would be kind of a feast that satisfies your five senses that Chip already told us about. So let's learn about how our five senses can be excited and hungry.
And our next sentence in the article starts talking about our eyes, the sense of seeing. And it says, this country's marvelous architecture will please your eyes, or it will make your eyes very happy. And that word architecture is one of our word bank words. Rachel, what's that mean?
Well, when I think of architecture, I think of beautiful buildings and the way something is built. And if you study architecture, then you are studying how to make things, how to make things beautiful, whether you're building skyscrapers or homes or hotels. And one neat thing about Hungary is its beautiful and unique architecture. Another unique part about Hungary is its rich, spicy food. And our text says it will make your tongue dance and your nose tingle. Let's back up to that word spicy first. Spicy is an adjective. And when we talk about spicy food, we're talking about food that has a lot of spice in it and is usually maybe a little bit hot to eat. You might need to drink a glass of water if you eat spicy food.
Yeah, a very strong flavor. And when the spicy food is that hot flavor, I'm not too crazy about it. I actually don't like hot,
really?
Spicy food.
Really? I love hot, spicy food. The spicier, the better. How about you, Chelsea?
I do, but it does make my nose tingle when I eat it. So if your nose tingles, that means that you kind of get a little tickling sensation in your nose. You might want to sneeze or maybe wipe your nose because it kind of tickles a little bit.
Exactly. And I notice when I eat a lot of spicy food, my eyes even start to water. So it kind of looks like I'm crying. But in one way, my tongue is dancing. And that's the phrase our author uses, because he's saying that the food in Hungary will just be taste so good that your tongue is doing a little bit of a dance.
And our article goes on to say, it's excellent opera, that's fantastic singing, and ballet, that's fantastic dancing, will excite your ears. And so this is not only a country that excites your seeing and your tasting and maybe your smelling, but also your listening.
Well, that would definitely excite my ears. I like this next part, though. It says, and its hot baths will warm your body and calm your soul. Now, there's a nice picture on page 13 of one of the famous baths in Hungary. And this is just a place where people can go. It looks like a swimming pool, and you can get in the warm water and relax. And it's always in a very beautiful setting. I would go to one of the baths, I think.
Yeah, I think definitely so. Warm my body, my physical body, and also calm my soul, my inner person or my inner soul. And it says, our article says that most visits to Hungary begin in Budapest, which is the capital or the capital city. That's another one of our word bank words. Rachel, what's a capital?
Well, the capital is usually, so I think of it as the most famous city sometimes in a country. It's where the government is, where you'll find like the capital building, where a lot of decisions are made. Every country has a capital, and that's usually kind of the center of the country.
So Budapest is the capital or the center for government for the country, Hungary. And our text says that it has elegant fairy tale-like buildings. So buildings that almost look like they came right out of a story. Maybe they look like big, beautiful castles. Right now, we're going to go to the chat room with Ken and Naomi, but stay with us. We'll be back soon.
Hi, friends. Welcome to a new month of Chat Room. I'm Ken, and this is Naomi.
Hi, friends. It's good to see all of you again. So, Ken, is there anything in Hungary that you would like to see?
So many things in Hungary sound interesting, Naomi, but I would really like to listen to the excellent opera and ballet.
Ken, this word is pronounced ballet.
Ballet? But there's a T at the end.
Yeah, there is, but it's silent. That's because the word came from French. In French, if you see E-T at the end of a word, it is pronounced A.
Oh, I see. So besides ballet, are there any other words that have a similar pronunciation?
Oh, there are lots of them. Let me give you some examples. When you go to an all-you-can-eat restaurant, you're eating at what?
Ah, a buffet. B-U-F-F-E-T.
Good. And at the buffet, if your fish is sliced into a large piece, that's called...
I know, a fillet. F-I-L-L-E-T.
Right. And when you go back to your table, you see some flowers on it. And they form a what?
I know, a bouquet, B-O-U-Q-U-E-T.
Very good. And when you're ready to leave the restaurant to get your car, who do you talk to?
The valet, V-A-L-E-T.
See, all these words originated in French, and their E-T ending is pronounced A. The T is silent.
Got it. B-A-L-L-E-T, 这个字的发音很特别，读作 ballet， 它的重音在第二音节，而且结尾的 T 也不发音。它是外来词，从法文来的，所以它的发音很特殊。还有其他几个例子， B-U-F-F-E-T 读作 buffet， buffet 是自助餐， F-I-L-L-E-T 读作 fillet， fillet 是西餐的鱼片， B-O-U-Q-U-E-T 读作 bouquet， bouquet 是一束花。还有 V-A-L-E-T， valet 是代客停车的服务生。所有的这些字原本都是法文，因此 ET 都读作 A 的音。
Let's take a break. Studio Classroom will be right back.
Welcome back, everyone. Before the break, we learned that Hungary has some fantastic architecture.What makes it so special? Well, for one, it's elegant. And secondly, it looks like something from a fairy tale. Our author is going to suggest four places we should visit while in Budapest. Before we find out where they are, let's glance at the word admire. As in, whenever I go to the mountains, I always admire their beauty.Now, this portion of the reading begins on line 3 in the right-hand column. Please follow along in your magazines.
Hungary. You can't miss the Parliament building, rising up beside the Danube, one of the city's symbols. Admire the outside and then tour the richly decorated inside.Afterward, walk up Castle Hill and see the Royal Palace, former home of the Hungarian royal family. Today, the huge palace houses interesting museums and galleries. Next, climb the Mary Magdalene Tower for one of the best views of Budapest. And finally, don't miss the Széchenyi Baths,with their 15 pools of hot and cold water of varying temperatures. Sit in a pool or enjoy a massage.
Welcome back. Again, we are in the city of Budapest. We are talking about the country of Hungary, and Budapest is the capital city. If you're not exactly sure where Hungary is on a map,Well, then you can check your magazine on page 12 and see where it is located in Central Europe. Now, we were just saying before the break, Chip, that one of the neatest things about Hungary is its beautiful capital city. And what might we see there?
Well, it has beautiful architecture. And our article says that it has, in the capital city, elegant, fairy tale-like buildings.And one of those buildings that looks like it comes from a fairy tale land or an imaginary magical world is the Parliament building. And that's one of our more information words. The Parliament building is usually a very large building in some countries. where people come together, where government people come together to discuss laws and policies for the country.
And this parliament building is located right next to the Danube, which is a river that runs through Hungary and is one of the city's symbols. Our text tells us, admire the outside and then tour the richly decorated inside. Now, if we are admiring something, what does that mean, Rachel?
Well, if you admire something, you look at it with great pleasure, you take a lot of interest in it, and maybe you think, wow, that is pretty amazing, that is pretty neat. We admire a lot of things. I think especially when we travel, we usually see a lot of things we admire, things that are different in our own countries. So definitely you need to go to the Parliament building and admire it. Not just the outside, but the inside.
Yeah, and we actually have a picture here on page 12 of the Parliament building, and you can see that it really does look like it belongs in a fairy tale, and it would be a very easy building to stand outside and admire, to look at it and say, wow, this is a magnificent building.
And after you're finished admiring the Parliament building, you can walk up Castle Hill and see the Royal Palace, which is the former home of the Hungarian royal family. That means maybe where the king and the queen lived, or whoever their leaders were, they used to live in that building.
Wow, that's fascinating. I've always been fascinated by castles and by royal families because it's so different from what we have grown up with in America. So if you go to Europe, you can definitely learn a lot about the royal family and how they must have lived in the palace. Unfortunately, the royal family doesn't live there now. Instead, the palace now houses interesting museums and galleries, right, Chip?
That's right. And you mentioned that this palace houses these museums and galleries, and you used the word house as a verb. And so it sounds with a Z sound, so you said houses, and that means that there are museums and galleries inside the palace, or the palace keeps these inside itself.
Well, after taking a look at these interesting museums and galleries, next you can climb the Mary Magdalene Tower for one of the best views of Budapest. Now, this Mary Magdalene is a name that you might see in the Bible. She was a woman from the Bible who knew Jesus. So apparently you climb this tower and you can look over the whole city, and I'm sure it's a very beautiful view.
I'm sure it is. And last but not least, finally, you don't want to miss the... Now, Chelsea, I need you to help me out here. How do we say that word?
As far as I know, it's Szechenyi.
Szechenyi.
Yes.
Thank you. The Szechenyi baths with their 15 pools of hot and cold water of varying temperatures. Now, we know a lot of people in Asia enjoy sitting in hot springs. This probably isn't very different. Maybe just a little bit different in the... It's a bath instead of a spring, but there are different temperatures. So if you like the cold water baths, you can sit in those, or if you're like me and you would like the hot water baths, you can relax in those.
Man, 15 different temperatures, 15 different pools. That's a lot of variety there, I think. This sounds like a place that I would like to go to. I think I would prefer the hot baths. Myself.
Me too, but yeah. I think I would probably try all of them at least once. Well, if you don't want to take a bath, then another thing you can do is sit in a pool or enjoy a massage. Oh, Chelsea, let's stop on that word massage for a minute. What is a massage?
Well, a massage is when maybe somebody rubs your back or your body in order to help you to relax or maybe to take some pain out, and sometimes they really rub your shoulders or your legs. But it's just applying pressure to your body in order to relieve stress or help you relax. And they're very, very good, and I love massages.
And I would especially like a massage after one of these hot baths in the Szechenyi baths. We're going to go take a look at some beautiful pictures of Hungary, and we'll see you next time.
Hi, everyone.
everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点我们看 spicy 这个形容词。Spicy 是指味道辛辣的。例如 ,the spicy ribs are the most famous dish at this restaurant. 辣味猪肋排骨是这家餐厅最有名的菜。或者是 Koreans enjoy spicy food. They consider it very healthy. 韩国人很喜欢吃辛辣的食物，他们认为对健康非常有益处。接下来我们看的是 tingle 这个动词。tingle 是指感到麻麻刺刺的感觉。例如 ,my face tingled as I was walking in the cold wind. 我在寒风中行走的时候脸上感觉麻麻刺刺的。tingle 也指受到某种情绪的影响。例如 ,she tingled all over with shock when she heard the news. 当她听到这个消息的时候整个人感到非常的震惊。Tingle 也可以当名词，意思是指战阵或者是刺痛。例如 ,This movie is so scary that I get tingles down my spine every time I see it. 这部电影很恐怖，恐怖到我每次看都会感到脊椎发麻。最后我们看的是 admire 这个动词。admire 在这里是指欣赏。例如 ,I stood there for a long time admiring the artwork of this genius.我站在那里良久欣赏着这位天才的艺术创作。或者是 She was admiring the beautiful wedding gown in the window. 她欣赏着橱窗里那件漂亮的结婚礼服。Admire 也指钦佩或赞美。例如 I really admire your courage to tell the truth. 我真的很欣赏你说出真相的勇气。And that's all the time we have for today. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye bye.
Hungary. The history and culture of this Central European country will excite your senses. No phrase describes Hungary better than a feast for the senses. The country's marvelous architecture will please your eyes. Its rich, spicy food will make your tongue dance and nose tingle. Its excellent opera and ballet will excite your ears.And its hot baths will warm your body and calm your soul. Budapest. Most visits to Hungary begin in Budapest, the capital, with its elegant fairy tale-like buildings. You can't miss the Parliament building, rising up beside the Danube, one of the city's symbols. Admire the outside and then tour the richly decorated inside. Afterward,Walk up Castle Hill and see the Royal Palace, former home of the Hungarian royal family. Today, the huge palace houses interesting museums and galleries. Next, climb the Mary Magdalene Tower for one of the best views of Budapest. And finally, don't miss the Széchenyi Baths with their 15 pools of hot and cold water of varying temperatures.Sit in a pool or enjoy a massage.
Now, as exciting as the capital of Budapest is, there's something special that you just can't find in any big city. Of course, I'm talking about that small town feeling. But don't worry, not too far from Budapest, there are some great towns to visit.We'll visit one of those charming small towns tomorrow, and we hope you come back for that. Right now, it's time to say goodbye. So friends, we hope that you have a wonderful day, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.